Verse 12, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to test you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. You know, most of us, when something comes to us, we think it's something strange. Nobody else has ever suffered like we've suffered. Well, when I was pastor in Cleburne, Texas, I went on one side of the railroad track to visit a family. And there'd just been a suicide in the family, and went over to minister the word to them. They were not members of my church. And they said this to me, Dr. McGee, why in the world did this happen to us? No one has ever been called upon to suffer as we are. I left their home, and I crossed the railroad track. It was a place then of about 15,000, and the railroad went through the town, and you better be on the right side. Well, I went over to see the family that is on the wrong side, and they had just had a suicide. And you know what they said to me? Dr. McGee, why should this happen to us? Nobody's ever been called upon to go through anything like this. Well, my friend, I don't know what your problem is, but whatever it is, I can assure you that it's not something strange. Others have gone through it, and you will never be the one that will suffer more than anyone else. Paul the Apostle was chosen. One of the reasons the Lord said, I'm going to show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Paul's gone the limit, and therefore you won't be going the limit. So don't consider it a strange thing. Now, all of us fall into this fallacy. I know when I got cancer, I could not believe it when the doctor told me what I had. I thought you could have cancer, but I never thought I could have cancer. I thought that cancer was something for somebody else, but not for me. Now he says, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to test you. And actually, that ought to be, which is testing you. That is, it was going on then, as though some strange thing was happening to you. These believers were already being tested by suffering. And actually, suffering is not something that's accidental. It's normal Christian experience. He says, don't think it's strange, because this is the normal experience of believers.